At Performance Ford of Moab, we love October. It's the time of year for cooling temperatures, hot chocolate, fall colors, and full-size deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. We especially love watching our community get together for Halloween. So come find us at this year's Trunk or Treat, October 31st at the Old Spanish Trail Arena. The first 2,000 kids who come see us get a full-sized treat. Come early and come quick. Performance Ford of Moab, full-sized. It's that easy.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna hear.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2023. 9:08 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David. Good morning. Welcome you to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I'm your host, David Boyle. It's Monday, October 23rd, 2023. 9:08 a.m. on this Monday morning. I'm your host, David Boyle, with Bill Boyle in studio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, beautiful day.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yes, it is, yeah.
For a Monday morning.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, Bill's got that positive energy coming to you this Monday morning.
It's just exuding from me this morning.
Yeah, Bill's feeling good, so that's awesome. I'm feeling all right, too. Still a little sick, but mostly good. And, yeah, happy to be with you here on the Red Rock Morning Show.
You sound a lot better.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite a bit better, so that's good. But, yeah, we've got a lot of local news and happenings for you this morning. Lots of different items to bring you. Big news out of the Navajo Nation, where members of the Navajo Nation Council in a release announced the purchase of Goulding's Lodge using land use acquisition trust funds. The 25th Nation Navajo Council voted and approved legislation approving the $59.5 million for the principal of the Land Acquisition Trust Fund for the purchase of the Goulding's Monument Valley Lodge. Including in the purchase of the property are assets including 670 acres of land, Monument Valley tour business, RV campground with rental cabins, gas station and convenience store, grocery store, airstrip, and all existing utilities. Delegate Herman Daniels Jr., Council Delegate Herman Daniels Jr., who represents the area, as well as Shonto and Navajo Mountain, said, quote, "The purchase of Goulding's is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the Navajo Nation, and has the backing of the Oljeto chapter, who passed a resolution supporting the purchase. According to the legislation, the Goulding's property has been appraised at $73.4 million. The Navajo Nation is purchasing the property for $59.5 million, about $14 million below appraised value. Legislation was presented by Delegate Daniels and with help from Navajo Nation Division of Natural Resources and as part of the approval. Lots of different members of the council spoke out in favor of the purchase. According to Delegate Daniels, the purchase positions the Navajo Nation to manage and develop a property that exists along a popular tourism corridor and expands its potential revenue generation in developing the local and tribal economy. He said, quote, "If you look at the real estate, it's amazing. This area draws many tourists from around the world and will generate revenue for the nation." He said, "I'd like to thank my colleagues for voting in favor of this opportunity to expand economic development for the Navajo Nation and our people." Again, it was approved with a two-thirds vote, with 18 in favor and 4 opposed. Once the resolution is certified and delivered, the Office of the President and Vice President, meaning Navajo Nation President Dr. Boo Nigren, will have 10 calendar days to consider that resolution.
Wow, that's big news. That's not an insignificant project. Congratulations all the way around to the buyers and the sellers. Be interesting to see what the impacts are.
Yeah.
You know, that property, I think it's on state, when they created the state of Utah, they set aside properties for school and institutional trust lands, and that was on one of those sections. And Harry Goulding was able to secure that property, you know, 70 years ago. So it's been private property in the middle of the Navajo Nation ever since. This will be very, very interesting. Goulding's, of course, is many, many things. It's a grocery store. It's a hotel. It's a restaurant. It's a landing strip. It's, you know, they've got their own sewer system. And, of course, a lot of the development that's taken place in the Monument Valley area has been on or around that Goulding's property. So, boy, it'll be very, very interesting to watch that in the future and see what happens. Is it going to be off the tax rolls now, or how do they handle that side of it? A lot of interesting things. I guess we're a couple of journalists talking. We'll have to get to the bottom of that or cover it as it develops.
But. Yeah. Yeah, very, very interesting. You know, you mentioned, wasn't exactly sure. It's 100 years that they're celebrating Goulding's this coming year. Kind of an interesting timeline for that too, you know, that it's 100 years from its start and, now being sold, purchased by the Navajo Nation. And it's interesting too, you know, the Navajo Nation, they have some, obviously they manage the tribal park that has, you know, the buttes, in the Mittens and different parts of Monument Valley.
With the view. With
the view hotel.
Incredible project.
Yep. So there's a lot that the Navajo Nation already manages down there, but you're right that it's largely been Goulding's, you know, building that development again for the past 100 years as far as some tourism infrastructure.
Yeah, Harry Goulding and his wife, Mike, saw that potential and built it over time and I think had a vision of sharing it with the world and succeeded in that vision. I mean, at one time, the Monument Valley Airstrip was the third busiest airport in the state of Utah. And people flying in and really is a renowned, world-renowned site and had this private enterprise smack dab in the middle of it. And it'll be interesting to see that transition and how it moves forward. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, you talk about all the players different involved. I know Delegate Herman Daniels Jr. has been working on this project for quite some time. So sounds like again, congratulations in order for the Navajo Nation, like you say, and the sellers as well. Probably about the biggest thing you can purchase in San Juan County.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah,
you know, as far as high profile too.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. World renowned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know why Forrest Gump was running away from Goulding. So he stopped in for a Navajo taco and then he's on his way up to Mexican Hat.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. He decided to turn around there. Huh. Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Get ready for spooktacular spooky season at Newton Mountain Casino and Hotel. Join us every Saturday in October from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Creepy Cash Saturdays. We're giving away $500 in cash to one winner every hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Don't miss our thrilling costume contest on October 28th. Register from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a chance to win the grand prize of $500 cash. Celebrating 30 years of nonstop excitement, Newton Mountain Casino and Hotel is your destination for all your Halloween fun.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make a around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2023, 9:19 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Out of the city of Blanding, Trent Herring is the new Blanding City Administrator after he was appointed by Blanding City Council. Council approved the mayor's appointment, but a contract will also need to be approved before that appointment is final. Mayor Logan Monson said the city had 25 applicants for the position with three rounds of interviews with city staff, community members, and council members all weighing in. Monson had high praise for candidates, noting that several had high qualifications, and he felt that many of the applicants could have been chosen. He said, quote, Trent's track record, experience, leadership, and things we went through the process gave those involved a vision that we felt like aligned with everyone that was involved. Council member Cheryl Bowers was also a part of that interview process in Blanding. She felt like the city had been thorough and complete. She said she was thrilled with the candidates and that they had and got to sit on several interviews twice. She said, I feel comfortable in the decision we're making tonight. I feel we've been informed. Good thing is when you have great choices to choose from, it makes it harder to actually make that final decision. Members of the council voted to approve the appointment with a contract to come before the council for final approval. Members of the council also approved a NTUA agreement, that's Navajo Tribal Utility Authority agreement, as part of their work to bring running water to the Westwater community. Connected to that project, the city also gave advice and consent to city staff to begin working in annexation of city property into city boundaries. Property will allow the city to run the needed pipelines to bring water connections to the 27 lots in the Westwater community. That's latest out of Blanding City. Again, it's a Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Some news out of the Cortez area. Bailey Duran with a special to the Cortez Journal about multiple DUI suspects arrested in Cortez within a four-day span. A couple different incidents where folks were pulled over in Cortez and found to have been driving under the influence. In one of those incidences, one of the drivers almost struck a McDonald's employee in the restaurant parking lot. That employee also being listed as a minor. So be careful out there. The Cortez Police Department is urging members of the community to report suspected drunk drivers. But again, a couple pickups there by Cortez City Police.
Good work.
Well, once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there were quite a few services over the weekend, and so we've got a shorter list today. Graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Eugene Dorfer will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, that's October 28th, at Cedar Grove Cemetery. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away on September 28th at the age of 94. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday, November 8th, at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. Donna Alice Wright, age 90 of Cortez, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. A celebration of life for Douglas Ramsey will be held on November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. He passed away on October 12th at the age of 68. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families at this time. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movements. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
At Performance Ford of Moab, we love October. It's the time of year for cooling temperatures, hot chocolate, fall colors, and full-size deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. We especially love watching our community get together for Halloween. So come find us at this year's Trunk or Treat, October 31st at the Old Spanish Trail Arena. The first 2,000 kids who come see us get a full-sized treat. Come early and come quick. Performance Ford of Moab, full-sized. It's that easy.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
What's going on?
Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, 9:28 a.m. on this Monday morning. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. It's once again Monday, October 23.
And that song you just heard, Emotions by Mariah Carey, was the number one song in the land in 1991, 32 years ago today. Talk show host Johnny Carson was born today in 1929. He died in 2005. Many of us who listen to classic hits also grew up to Johnny Carson. It's not a coincidence that today is TV talk show host day. It's also, maybe this isn't a coincidence, I need to be careful. It is Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day today.
Whoa!
Yeah, so
well, I'm glad we got a big desk between us.
Yeah, I'm gonna be careful. I'm more likely to be the slappy than the slapper, but I'll be careful today. Famous slaps in history in the movie Moonstruck. I love this scene. Nicolas Cage is this love struck. He loves Cher and tells her he loves her, and she slaps him and says, "Snap out of it." That's an awesome slap. In Groundhog Day, Andy McDowell slapped her coworker every day for over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's a good slap. And then in The Office, Pam slapped Michael Scott because he was dating her mother.
But yeah.
Anyway, famous slaps in history. And today, Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. And
there was this TV show that aired for a little bit, and there was a lot of parodies about it more than I remember anything about the show, but the premise was basically all these people are at this party and a kid is acting out and one of the other parents slaps not his kid but another kid, and anyways, it's like a whole huge thing of whose side are you on, and anyways, it was kind of it's been mocked more than it's, you know, I've seen more parody videos than anything about the show, but
yeah.
Anyways, I would not hit another person's kid. That not a good call.
So slap your annoying coworker day with proper consent. Don't slap someone else's kids.
Yeah.
All right. And then of course Will Smith slapped an annoying coworker not too long ago in the Oscars. But wow.
Yeah, people freaked out about that. That was, I mean,
and justified too.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a crazy thing. But I feel like people acted like, you know, it was the most violent thing they've ever seen. And
yeah.
They couldn't believe.
Well, it was just so shocking.
It was shocking.
You know, the guy who played Muhammad Ali in the movies comes up and slaps. And that wasn't a slap. That was a punch. I guess it could have been a punch. Really, the guy who played Muhammad Ali probably has practiced punches.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. We're getting off
topic
here.
We are getting off, yep.
A lot on this day in 1956, the International Atomic Energy Agency was created. On this day in 1983, suicide bombers struck the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, killing 241 Americans and 58 French troops. That was a dark day. October 23rd, 1998, Britney Spears released Hit Me Baby One More Time. I guess maybe that's the way they have Slap Your Coworker, but... Anyway, they've gone to great lengths to decrease the hitting part of that song. In fact, it's officially called Baby One More Time. Anyway, 25 years ago, Britney Spears hit the big time. On this day in 2001, Apple released the iPod. Birthdays today, actor Ryan Reynolds is 47. Frank Sutton, his birthday today. He was born in 1923, died in 1974. You wonder, who's Frank Sutton? He was Sergeant Carter in Gomer Pyle. He was a mean old guy. Hmm. He was so mean to Gomer. Meghan McCain is 39 years old today. She's I was just listening to her speech yesterday at her father's funeral. He's John McCain's daughter. Man, incredible speech. LeVar Ball is 56 years old today, famous for Three Boys, and that's about it. Play basketball. Weird Al Yankovic, 64 years old today, speaking of parodies. And author Michael Crichton is 81 years old today. He wrote Jurassic Park and a whole bunch of other books, but Jurassic Park is, of course, his famous thing. And the credit of the book Jurassic Park, he gives thanks to Steve Zirkus, who with his wife Sylvia opened the Dinosaur Museum in Blanding. So,
yeah.
I think kind of gave Michael Crichton this concept of dinosaurs as winged, you know, as birds as descended from dinosaurs. Came from Steve Zirkus.
Yeah.
Passed away several years ago. October 20th is the birthday locally for Curtis Bunker and Curtis Welch. So if you're Curtis, your chances of having a birthday are pretty good. Cassie Welch is Curtis's wife, Cassie. Her birthday was over the weekend, so they have the same birthday, basically. And Kevin Dunn, Monticello City Councilman, his birthday today. So happy birthday to you all. Over the weekend, we had birthdays for Levi Lewis, Ellen Gallegos, and Maxine Dieter. Birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808.
Well, very good. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair. Be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make a around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Sifford. The Grand County football season came to a close with a 27-19 loss to Judge Memorial in the 2A Utah State first round over the weekend. So it's the Bulldogs coming to Blanding this Friday to take on the two-time defending champion San Juan Broncos in the second round. It's a rematch of the team's meetings on September 8th in Salt Lake City, which the Broncos won easily. The Grand County volleyball season also came to a close this weekend with a straight sets loss to Beaver in the 2A state tournament. The same for Whitehorse, who lost in the first round of the 1A tournament to Altima. Mancos is now number one in their respective standings in Colorado football and volleyball after both teams smoked Sanford over the weekend. The football team beat the Mustangs 58-0, improving to 7-1 on the season, and the volleyball team won in straight sets, moving to 18-1. In other volleyball action, Dove Creek swept Ignacio, and the Lady Bulldogs are now 7th in the Colorado 1A with a 19-2 record. Dolores swept Ridgeway on the road for their third win of the season. Norwood lost to Ignacio in straight sets, and Nucla was swept at Plateau Valley. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Well, that's the local sports report, and pretty good for a weekend, but nice to have the weekend off. We didn't have any sports game to broadcast, so what'd you do over the weekend, Bill?
Oh, we took the weekend off. Of course, we're going to hit it hard this coming week. We've got football aplenty, three games locally. And I took the week off. I went to Las Vegas and saw U2 in the Sphere. I mean, one of the incredible scenes. They've built this new facility in Las Vegas that seats 18,000 people, built for musical concerts. You know, these large concerts are generally in a football stadium or basketball stadium. It has 130,000 speakers, most incredible screen you've ever seen, and U2. Anyway, it was quite a weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm renewed and reinvigorated and ready to follow the Broncos and the Buckaroos and the Raiders and the Cougars as far as they go.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Hopefully we'll have 8 more games.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to trust your math on that. I'm not even going to try to think about
just
it.
Just looking at those brackets.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at the regional sports report over the weekend, Arizona Cardinals suffering another loss, this one to the Seahawks, 20-10. Denver Broncos, meanwhile, they picked up a win over the Green Bay Packers, 19-17. So Broncos improved to 2-5 on the year. Still fourth in the AFC West. Of course, the most exciting team in our region right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks. When we last talked to you, they had games 4 and 5 coming up. They won game 4, lost game 5, so now they are down to the Philadelphia Phillies 3-2. It's an elimination game today, opening pitch at 3 o'clock. So Diamondbacks got a win to force a game 7. And a chance at the World Series, but what a season for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.